Vermont's cleanest lakes are showing alarming signs of increasing phosphorus pollution, the nutrient that feeds algae blooms. That's the warning in a research study published by two state scientists. As VPR's John Dillon reports, phosphorus levels over the last few decades have roughly doubled in these clear, cold water bodies, such as Maidstone, Caspian, and Shadow Lake.
You can't find a lake much cleaner and clearer than Shadow Lake and Glover. It's prized by anglers, swimmers, and camp owners, and for 20 years, Sarah Gluckman has been its volunteer lake monitor.
This is the Secchi disc, which is just a black and white disc that we lower into the water. We have two sites on the lake, and they're both at the deepest point.
On most days, Gluckman can see that disc as far as 20 or 30 feet below the surface. But the water samples she's pulled from its depths over two decades also show an alarming trend. Phosphorus, the nutrient pollution that plagues parts of Lake Champlain, is increasing.
It's almost doubled. It's a small increase, but it's statistically significant.
Shadow and the state's other cold water lakes have not seen the toxic algae blooms that have fouled areas of Lake Champlain this summer. But the phosphorus trend still concerns the scientists who recently pored over the data.
Most people are going to go to these lakes and still be really impressed with how good this water quality is.
Kelly Merrill is an aquatic ecologist at the Department of Environmental Conservation.
But for us, we've been able to see this increasing phosphorus trend over the last 40 years now. This is a trend that we would expect to see over centuries or over geologic time, and we're seeing it in decades now.
Indeed, Shadow Lake and Vermont's other two dozen cold water lakes like Caspian, Willoughby, and Seymour are monuments to geologic time. They date back to the glaciers, when the ice carved these deep chasms that then filled in with water. But let's pause for a second to catch up on some lake terminology. Scientists classify lakes in terms of their nutrient levels. First are the low-nutrient lakes that have cold water and species that need these cool temperatures, like trout. They're called oligotrophic. Then there are the weedier, warmer lakes called mesotrophic. Finally, eutrophic lakes are shallow, warm, high in nutrients, and full of plant growth. Throughout the country, cold water oligotrophic lakes are in trouble. Merrill says Vermont scientists reviewed 40 years of lake data after a paper published in 2016 had some alarming news. That study looked at trends in U.S. lakes over a five-year span and found that
we are losing our oligotrophic lakes on a continental scale.
The paper Merrill and her colleagues published says the same thing is happening in Vermont. It includes this stark warning that these lakes, like Shadow, could be, quote, starting down a path to extinction. Vermont has two dozen lakes that were considered oligotrophic by measurements collected during the 1980s, but many of them are slipping into the more nutrient-rich category because of increasing phosphorus. Scientist Leslie Matthews co-authored the study with Kelly Merrill.
They're creeping up, and they're creeping up into what we would call a different trophic state.
So why is this happening? Where is the phosphorus coming from? The study doesn't pinpoint a cause, but it does round up the usual suspects. Stormwater, road runoff, stream bank erosion, and agriculture are all likely sources, although the exact culprit no doubt varies from lake to lake. Phosphorus may even be entering the lakes in airborne dust, and climate change, which has brought increased precipitation to the region, has exacerbated the runoff that carries organic matter with phosphorus into the lakes. The good news, says Matthews, is that the data offers a valuable warning that now can be heeded.
If it turns out that some of this trend that we're seeing is due to forces that are more beyond our control, such as climate change, it's still important to address the runoff into the lake because that's something we have tools to remedy, and it may be even more important to apply those tools in light of the other pressures on these lakes from climate change.
The paper also looked at data for similar lakes in Maine and found those water bodies have not seen an increase in phosphorus. One factor, the scientists say, may be that Maine passed a strict shoreline protection law in 1971. The law requires 100-foot setbacks for lakeside construction and buffer zones to control runoff. Controlling runoff is a challenge, But Marilyn Matthews points to a success story in Vermont on Lake Seymour in Morgan, after the volunteer lake monitor documented an increase in phosphorus levels.
The community took it very seriously, and they did a lot of projects in this watershed over the last 10 years. And now that trend is flat. It is no longer statistically increasing in phosphorus.
And Mindy Morales, an assistant professor and lake scientist at the University of Vermont, says it's important to maintain perspective about the health of Vermont's cold water lakes.
It's very important to pay attention to these trends because phosphorus has doubled in many of our oligotrophic or low-nutrient lakes. But when you put that in context of the rest of the world, we're still at oligotrophic status relative to most lakes.
On Shadow Lake, volunteer Sarah Gluckman demonstrates how she reads the Secchi disc for water clarity. While she knows the lake is still clean, she's concerned about the trend.
Shadow Lake is a jewel. It's a beautiful, clear, deep, cold. You feel that water. It's cold, and we want it to stay that way.
She says road runoff and shoreline disturbances have no doubt contributed phosphorus to the lake. She notes that the delta on an inlet stream is expanding as material is carried into the lake, a phenomenon observed on Caspian and other lakes.
Why do you do the monitoring program?
Because I love Shadow Lake. That's important to me. It's I've been coming here since I was a kid. My dad grew up in West Glover. It's sort of part of me, Shadow Lake is.
Gluckman points out that Shadow is public water. It belongs to everyone and deserves protection. She and the state scientists hope that the new research will motivate people to do more to protect these jewels of Vermont. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.